As of February 4, 2020, there are 11 confirmed cases of Wuhan coronavirus in the U.S., 6 in California, 2 in Illinois, and 1 each in Arizona, Washington, and Massachusetts. There have been over 20,000 confirmed cases and over 400 deaths reported worldwide. On January 30, 2020, the World Health Organization declared an international public health emergency.
I recorded that from Amazon's Alexa 4 years ago. It hadn't yet been renamed COVID. It was still the Wuhan coronavirus, the germ that knocked the planet off its axis more than any other event in recorded history. No, that's not correct. Fake and exploitative politician whores, media whores, entertainment whores, medical cartel whores, drug company CEO whores, educator whores, and the general populace of mouth-breathing sheeple created a pandemic of terror fueled by gargantuan lies. Those things knocked Earth off its axis. And it has yet to recover gyroscopic stability.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
Now, some out there may be saying,
now, just a minute. What about the two world wars?
Yeah. They shook the planet. But nowhere near as thoroughly as the pandemic. There were vast swaths of the globe, nations with millions of people who were unaffected by the world wars. And if they were, it was only tangentially. Virtually every one of us, all 8 billion, were personally, intensely affected and or infected. For some reason, I was not. Some people refuse to believe that and have told me,
you probably had it but didn't know it.
Well, let's see now. Fuck no. They probably gobbled that fairy tale from the greatest lie factory the world has ever known, the U.S. government. Of course, there was research, finger quotes, to back up their bullshit, like the report republished by Bridgeport, Connecticut, and thousands of other public health departments and municipalities around the country. It makes the outrageous and utterly false claim that, quote,
2 out of 5 people who get COVID will not show symptoms.
That story completely self-destructed when it went on to say, quote,
the best way to protect yourself against COVID-19 is through vaccination. The COVID-19 vaccines have been authorized by the Food and Drug Administration for children as young as 6 months old. The vaccines have been tested and found to be safe and effective for
people of all ages.
Right. These lies were published in December of 2022. Of course, with a legal disclaimer, indemnifying the city against any legal action, just in case. Yet almost everyone who was vaccinated contracted COVID multiple times, including the liar in chief.
I want to be clear about what the CDC is saying and what the CDC is not saying. The CDC is saying they have concluded that fully vaccinated people are at a very, very low risk of getting COVID-19.
Shortly after telling that lie, Joey came down with the China virus. Despite several vaxes and boosters, he got the coof again and again. Well, that wasn't a good look for the regime. Since the real doctors had failed them, they turned to the spin doctors for help with the propaganda. So they had a fix. They called everyone's post-vaccine COVID case a breakthrough infection. And when they got sick again, they called that a rebound infection. But they never called those infections by their true name, which was vaccine failure. There was a sinister reason why they quickly changed the name of the bug from coronavirus. Here's a Cardi B warning us about it way back in early 2020.
Guess what, bitch? Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Shit is real! Shit is getting real!
Any kid that took freshman biology knows that the common cold is usually caused by the coronavirus, which has been around forever because it constantly mutates, which is why a cure or vaccine for it is simply impossible. So they switched the name to COVID and claimed they had a vaccine for it, like polio or diphtheria or smallpox or so on, which would render the recipient immune, unable to be infected, and therefore transmit the disease. So everyone from the WHO to our own highly corrupt CDC had to change the definition of the word vaccine to conform to the ineffective drug that was jacked into billions of arms around the world. Calling those drugs vaccines was a heinous lie. Since few people ever read the WHO and CDC websites to learn the new definition of vaccine, well, when they got sick, they felt angry and deceived, which they were, and they also said, fuck your boosters. The chorus of government and pharma liars could no longer sustain their lies, so they started adjusting the metrics from the initial
100% safe and effective
claim to 90, then 80, and down it went until well below 50%, where it became ludicrous. So they changed their story.
Well, if you get vaxxed and get COVID, you'll get less sick.
More counterfactual, unprovable bullshit. Nearly 1,500 days have elapsed since the dawn of the China virus. And hindsight, if not 2020, is usually clearer. But not for everyone. There are still great numbers of people who live in fear and line up for more injections of drugs that have been proven neither safe nor effective. Plenty of folks still mask up. Why do they do that? Some are still catastrophically uninformed, like that Japanese soldier who was marooned on some Pacific atoll and didn't know World War II had ended years earlier. Even when rescued, he was still in combat mode. Others are true believers. They took jab after jab and got COVID again and again. They cannot acknowledge they were hoodwinked by thousands of liars. Maybe ego is the foundation of their belief. They think they're just too smart to be bamboozled. Here's a take you may not have heard. A hell of a lot of people liked the pandemic. It gave their dull, empty lives meaning and purpose. People with such lives often seek vicarious drama in movies and books, and so all the aforementioned leaders and influencers provided them with more fucking drama than a freight train full of romance novels. Drama like lockdowns and mandates and variants, sick clocks and death counts and constant testing with Q-tips shoved into the brain, and supply chain shortages of toilet paper and food, and a new booster every month and doubled and tripled masks and plastic face shields, and social distancing and no restaurants and no handshakes and no parties and canceled Thanksgiving and Christmas and shuttered synagogues, Zoom weddings and final goodbyes to terminal patients via fucking iPads, and nipple rings Andrew Cuomo's refrigerated trucks full of dead geriatrics due to his moronic decision, and daily COVID briefings from the White House, and fresh edicts from dwarf weasel Fauci. That's a whole lot of drama. For them, it was tantamount to staying alive in a war zone, but without the risk of a mortar shell landing on your head. All they had to do was stay home, mask up, boost when commanded to, DoorDash the groceries and tap their MacBook keyboards to snipe at all those rotten, selfish, unvaxxed dicks who were the entire problem. They felt so justified, so empowered, shrieking along with their heroes, from Biden to Kimmel to Colbert, Fauci, Bourla, and hundreds more. Many COVID drama freaks got off on snitching out the non-compliant to the authorities. There were many assaults and murders, all in the name of
staying safe.
It turned out the disease had a survival rate well north of 98%, and it was damn near 100% for those without comorbidities. But the authorities never mentioned that, did they? The pandemic changed the world more than any war or previous pandemic or any event. The Black Plague occurred during the so-called Dark Ages. Maybe as we take a peek over the cheek in trucker parlance, the COVID age may also have been a great awakening. While millions continue to sleepwalk and ingest any bullshit thrown at them by government and mainstream media, lots of others realize they were being lied to on a global scale. The truly evil forces were working in concert to manage not the virus, but the people, to condition them to accept revocation of freedoms, freedom to travel, to practice the religion, to look after their own health with exercise at a gym or outdoors, to train people to disregard their own senses, experience, and judgment, as well as concrete evidence, and instead blindly follow the commands of self-proclaimed authorities. When resistors still resisted, they opted for shame and ridicule. Perhaps the most egregious example of this came from late-night TV lefty bore, Jimmy Kimmel, who gathered a bunch of medical professionals to tell us all how smart they were and how stupid we are.
More than 100 million adults in the United States are now fully vaccinated, which is good. But unfortunately, more than one in four say they are not planning to get the vaccine ever. 26% of Americans are planning to skip the shot altogether, which is crazy to me. I get that people are skeptical of politicians or celebrities telling them what to do, but we should listen to doctors. These are men and women who've been on the front lines of this thing, risking their lives to save ours, and they're frustrated, and who could blame them? If we don't get more people vaccinated, we could see new mutations of this virus and go through this all over again. So as a public service, we ask some real doctors to offer their best advice to those who are on the fence about the vaccine, and pay attention, because this is important.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor, an actual medical doctor.
I've practiced medicine for 21 years.
I am a critical care nurse.
I've been a nurse for 16 years.
Look at all of my diplomas.
Know who else had a diploma? The Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. But that didn't change the fact that his fucking head was stuffed with straw. But the real message is, hey, you ignorant people, we're part of the credentialed priest class. We know more than you do, dummies.
I'm 53 now, and I won't have my student loans paid off till well after I retire.
Reality check. Reality check.
Ooh, if this guy can't figure out how to become financially solvent until after retirement, is he bright? Even a little? Lucky for him, he's getting some help now from a fellow moron, Joey, who is high priest of government elites, has forgiven his loans. Except, while they may be forgiven, they still will be paid off by, not Dr. Brian Eyes, but taxpayers will be doing the paying. Next, it's pop quiz time, including
two trick questions. Ready, kids?
I can name every organ in your body and tell you exactly what it does.
Did you know there are between 60 and 100,000 miles of blood vessels in the human body? I know that because I've studied human bodies.
Did you know the human body has 205 bones? Well, you're wrong. It's actually 206.
I did know that because I'm a doctor.
Did you know that eating raw ginger cures cancer? You didn't? Good, because it doesn't.
Next up, why they deserve to be called heroes.
I've saved people's lives.
I've cracked open a chest and manually beat a human heart.
I've even delivered some babies in the back of cars.
Good for you, student loan guy. But we all know cops and firemen who've delivered babies in cars too, haven't we? Yes, so your point is what? Now for the grand finale. A barrage of look how stupid you are insults from all those credentialed genius healers.
My life is spent trying to improve and save yours.
Oh, but you read something on Facebook?
Your friend from high school who sells jewelry? She posted it?
The one who's 53 and still builds dollhouses?
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No? Scientist? No?
Can he name one of the ingredients in the vaccine?
Can he point to his Gabella?
Then tell him to shut the up. The Gabella's right here, by the way.
Isn't that polio shot we gave your kid? And then your kid not getting polio? Well, those two things are related.
No, they're not. The polio vaccine was a real vaccine and delivered real immunity. The bogus vaccine you're shilling for did jack shit. Now for a few more parting shots, including one arrogant, empty-headed twit who tells us to grow the fuck up and get vaxxed.
How about this? You do your job, I'll do mine.
Get the vaccine.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine. Grow the fuck up and get the vaccine.
The clip ends with a billboard that says, brought to you by people who are smarter than we are. Except they were all wrong. Dead wrong. Every single one. But they were never in doubt, were they? Not one used the word maybe or possibly. They all spoke ex cathedra. Fucking idiots. In fact, dangerous idiots. How many people, after having taken the jab, confident that they were now immune, waded into situations, maybe crowded trains or buses or rooms, wherever, and wound up becoming infected and perhaps died. COVID divided the world as nothing had ever before. Two warring camps. On one side were those who took the jab. Some were convinced by trusted doctors. Some were terrorized by the media. Millions more were forced by schools, employers, and the military. And those who refused to comply became pariahs. Jimmy Kimmel, Howard Stern, Don Lemon, and dozens of others mocked and demonized the unvaccinated, dividing the nation, turning people against one another by repeatedly blaming the unvaccinated. And no one did it more often and vociferously than Joey.
We have a pandemic among the non-vaccinated, those who are not vaccinated. If you are vaccinated, you are safe. If you are vaccinated, you have over a 98% chance of never catching the virus at all.
When Biden fans try to justify their support for him, they never can speak of any good that he's done. They always say,
he's a decent man.
Really? Would a decent man do that? Would a decent man blame millions of people who are utterly blameless? Again, he was vaxxed and boosted multiple times and had COVID multiple times. He just said the vaxxed were safe. He even put a number on it, a 98% chance that jabbed would never catch COVID. Did he ever retract those statements or apologize for his lies? A decent man would. Clearly, he's not a decent man. He's a deceitful, angry, arrogant, power-mad prick. A low-intellect prick. A perfect career politician. Oddly, for me and my family, the COVID years were quite a bit of fun. We took advantage of the upsides. The roads were deserted. Hotels were practically giving away rooms. So we crisscrossed the continent several times, enjoying adventures on road trips which were chronicled in some episodes. You can find those shows at thatlarryshow.com by clicking on the August 2020 tab for a four-part series entitled Larry's Forbidden Road Trip. We did it all again with a two-part episode Ghost Nation. You'll find that in the September 2020 tab. And if you dig ghost towns, those are your episodes. Between road trips, I found the regime stooges endlessly amusing, and I mocked them at will. As in this contentious interview I had with the mendacious pocket doctor, Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci, you've been at the center of the pandemic, and critics say you have sent mixed messages. In the early stages of it, you did not think masks were necessary. Now you do. Which is it?
I was misunderstood. In some cases, misquoted, of course, masks are necessary and should be worn at all times, but the type, the style of mask is very important.
How so?
What, is it a bandana or a cloth with strings behind the ears, an N95 model? And then the graphic is important. Does it depict Winnie the Pooh or a tight vagina? That makes a difference.
A vagina?
Well, yes, could be other body parts or celebrity body parts. Gene Simmons' tongue, Ron Jeremy's penis, Octomom's uterus.
If you could place a number on projected total deaths, what would that number be?
It's hard to put a number on it, but the closest estimate I could give would be roughly everybody.
Everybody?
Yeah, we're all dead. Everybody's gonna die.
You mean eventually or from COVID?
I mean COVID. It's 100% fatal.
What about the vaccines you promised?
Vaccine, schmaxine. I just say that shit to stop the panic.
So there will be no survivors?
Only two. Don Lemon and Caitlyn Jenner.
They'll be the new Adam and Eve?
It looks that way.
How are they going to repopulate the Earth?
I don't know. But they're gonna have to figure something out.
Well, how long have we all got?
A couple of years, maybe three. The virus mutates like The Thing, you know, that sci-fi movie with Kurt Russell. So it cannot be killed. When the Chi-Coms invented it, they programmed it.
Whoa, hang on. The Chinese communists invented it?
Why is that hard to believe? Come on. They gave us gunpowder, dim sum, Chinese handcuffs. They can be pretty clever.
Why would they do that? Why would anyone invent a virus that would destroy mankind?
They've been pissed off ever since we beat them at ping pong with Nixon back in the 70s. And Trump pulls those trade sanctions and Maron. It was on.
So there's no hope for humanity?
Nah, we're fucked.
But you don't seem concerned.
I'm not.
Why not?
I'm immune.
Type O blood?
No, my blood type is CPAS.
CPAS?
Cat piss and Alka-Seltzer. 3 times a day, every day. I drink 8 ounces of cat piss and 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets.
And that makes you immune to COVID?
Bulletproof. It's called a prophylactic regimen. Like a condom that you drink.
Why haven't you told the world about this?
Well, I did, but nobody listened.
Why not?
Probably the taste. It's not Ovaltine.
And how long must you take the drink to remain immune?
Forever. Most people would rather be dead. Me, I just hold my nose and offer it up for the souls in purgatory.
Dr. Fauci, I know your time is limited, so I have a final question for you, which was requested by many of my listeners.
Ask me anything.
How tall are you?
5'2". Until I stand on my wallet, then I can eat cake off of Yao Ming's head. Hey, go fuck yourself. How tall am I? You fucking wise ass. Do not.
Musician, again, finger quotes, Neil Young, caused a stir when he didn't approve of Joe Rogan's anti-jab stance on his Spotify-owned podcast. So, Young told Spotify that somebody had to go, either Rogan or him. And Spotify said, "Goodbye, Neil." So I wrote and recorded my own version of one of Young's songs.
I want a censor, I want a silence. Wanna punch Joe Rogan, but I'm way too old. I was a hippie, now I'm just dippy. My vision's bad, so I eat bread that's got mold. And I do as I'm told. I follow science, I am compliant. I do what government tells me to do. I don't step out of line, authority so fine. always happy about a new mandate, and lockdowns are great. I'm always searching for a new mandate. Please give me a new rule that I can obey. Don't tell me nothing I don't wanna hear. Look at my message, it's crystal clear. I like living in fear. I close my eyes, I close my fly. And if we disagree, I close my mind. Your damned opinion, it don't mean squat, son. This ancient hippie has got one thing to teach. Fuck your free speech.
By the way, Neil has just returned to Spotify. Not long after, Young's bandmate, David Crosby, backed Young's play. And so I answered that with my own version of one of his hit songs. Teach your kids this song, that it is wrong to ever question the man or the reset plan. So you must stand and just surrender when they tell you to comply. You must never ask them why. Simply look up to the sky and let them control you. Joey and his pal Fauci and Jen Psaki, they are your rulers. Obey everything they say, each and every day. Do not resist them when they tell you that it's time to inject some booster slime. You must never grouse or whine. Just know they own you. And when old hippie loons sing their bullshit tunes, you must believe them. They are wise. Look into their eyes. See those dollar signs. Yes, you must heed them when they tell you they know best. Do not challenge or protest. Just remember they are blessed with corporate money. By the way, all lyrics, vocals, and guitars are by yours truly. So I milked some giggles out of the pandemic at the expense of some world-class creeps. No apologies, no regrets. It was so much more than a pandemic. It exposed a terrifying matrix of control and deception. Governments, bureaucratic agencies, the military, drug companies, social media, and legacy media all worked together to deceive, frighten, and manipulate billions of people. Lies layered upon lies. Rampant censorship. Anything that challenged the party line was labeled misinformation, disinformation, and harmful. Ooh. Ivermectin, a drug approved by the Indian government and used by millions to thwart COVID. It worked and worked extremely well. But it wasn't a Pfizer product, so it had to be labeled horse dewormer and made illegal to prescribe in America. Thousands of truth tellers were shadow banned or outright deplatformed. And those Orwellian tactics worked so well in the pandemic, they deploy the same gimmicks to rig the election for Biden. Pre-Musk Twitter squelched any and all references to Hunter Biden's laptop, silencing even the oldest newspaper in New York, The Post. Then they silenced Trump himself, cutting him off from tens of millions of potential voters. They would never have dared such ploys on the political stage, but their success with COVID emboldened them, and they got away with it. If nothing else, the pandemic proved that a relatively small group of determined scumbags operating the levers of power in government and media could neutralize and control billions of people. That fact is far more scary than the death toll from a manufactured virus. Marxism has killed over 100 million people around the world. That's a hell of a lot more than any war. And makes the COVID body count look insignificant. Other than Musk's purchase of Twitter, what has changed since the last election? Now they're trying to simultaneously bankrupt and imprison the only viable presidential candidate that's not a part of the cancerous political machine. Will they succeed? If they do, America is truly doomed. As the axiom goes, you can vote yourself into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. If Trump makes it to November, and by some miracle is elected, well, then what? The left will continue to undermine his administration, foment civil unrest, concoct bullshit obstructionist impeachments, Russian collusion! Many people seem amenable to a two-state solution in the Middle East. How about a two-nation solution here in the USA? Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. If you like what you just heard, swing by thatlarryshow.com for hundreds more episodes. Then don't just tell your friends about the show, send them a link so they can listen for themselves. If you really like what you heard, why not help me keep it going? Click the Patreon or PayPal buttons, also found at thatlarryshow.com, and make a pledge. I've been dumped by Twitter a couple of times, stymied by Facebook, so clearly, I've hit some nerves with my content. There are still some LUTFA magnetic stickers available. That, of course, is the mantra of this show. Leave us the fuck alone. They're virtually indestructible. They dress up any vehicle or fridge by trumpeting where you stand on the political spectrum for freedom. They're only $15 each or $3 for $40. Order through PayPal. Be sure to include your mailing address and mention the word LUTFA so I know that's what you want. If there's a problem in putting your address on PayPal, then send it to me via email at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. I'll see you next week, hopefully earlier in the week, like Wednesday or thereabouts. But until that time, take no shit.